When it comes to life-changing moments, there's one instance that may stand out in this next young man's mind. This is Beverly Flatt with FFA Today, and we're here with Mitch Baker, the newly elected National Secretary with the National FFA Organization. Mitch, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Very cool. Thanks, Bev. I'm Mitch Baker, and I'm from a little town called Cookeville, Tennessee. I have been in agriculture all my life, but people best recognize me when they close their eyes and listen to my voice. I've been recording radio commercials since I was 7 years old for a little farm bureau office in Macon County, and today I continue to be the voice of high school pep rallies. I call my brother's football games still, and right now I'm an agriculture communications major at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. One day I want to be a broadcast journalist for the agriculture industry, kind of like Orion Samuelson's job.
So growing up in FFA and having a family that's surrounded by agriculture, what has your FFA experience been like?
FFA has been ever-present in my life. I was telling my state the other day that last time I can remember doing national convention in Kentucky was when my dad was receiving the honorary degree. And I really didn't have a deep appreciation for the jackets around me because I knew there was a Six Flags right across the parking lot, but he didn't ever take me. But that's okay. I forgave him. And since then, in all seriousness, I've grown to respect the jacket and love and have a passion for serving FFA members in any capacity that I can. And I'm just fortunate that this jacket is the next way I get to serve.
The theme of this year's FFA convention has been Ignite, igniting FFA, sparking interest in different areas of agriculture. Now that you're beginning your year of service within the first hour of being elected, what do the next 365 days look like for you? What legacy do you hope to leave?
You know, the legacy that I think that I would just love to leave is that of a shadow. Really, if I can just be a shadow, then I'll have left a legacy worth leaving. You see, a shadow is something that is always with you. It always will give you shade if it's really hot, or it comforts you if you got no one else around. But whenever the spotlight's on you, the shadow isn't what anyone cares about you. And the shadow, it just kind of fades into the background. If I can apply that way of living to the next 365 days, then I'll have done my job.
Today was announced that we've hit an all-time record in membership and enrollment at National FFA Convention, with more than 62,000 members having been to Louisville this week. As they make their way home today, what advice would you give them since they found this motivation and this spark that FFA brings about every year? How do they go back and they implement the changes that they want to see in their chapter? What advice would you give them?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is to catch up on some sleep, because if their convention experience is anything like mine has ever been, it's full of some fun times at some unfun hours that you'll pay for when you go to school the next day. But if I could leave them with anything, it's that these conventions and these moments of high excitement, high energy, laser light, and fog everywhere is great moments, but they're just the beginning. And truly, the only way that we can grow and capitalize on the spark that has ignited our passion to serve within the FFA organization is that we go back and we invest in our chapter. Overall, what our organization is isn't the big lights and isn't the jacket without the names on it. It's the chapters that make up all 50 states, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico's. They're the reason why we're so great. And the best way to develop their passion is to go back and just hit and love their chapter like a linebacker.
Finally, we know that the role of a national FFA officer is to go out and support FFA members across the country. They're the motivation that FFA members need to get to that next level. As an FFA member, have you found any person who's been that motivator, that mentor? Do you have any people to thank for how you've gotten to where you've gotten today?
I would not be the man I am today without, first off, my family. I could not have weathered this candidacy and been able to have the experiences that I've had without the loving support of my mom and my dad and my sister Abby and my brother Nick. They're my best friends, and they're always going to be there for me. But I've been so fortunate to have mentors like David Frazier, a man that no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, he will be able to make you ask the tough questions in your life and grow you as a person. On top of that, I've got to thank my state. It doesn't matter what corner of Tennessee you're from. I've been blessed to come from an association that any teacher, any professor, any agriculturist, any commissioner of agriculture, like our own Julius Johnson, is willing to sit down and have a conversation with you, because they really do want the best for you. They're the reason I am today, and I have nothing but thanks for them. And overall, I can't go without saying that this is just a blessing from God, that I can't wait to see the adventure he has for me.
And is there any other message you'd like to leave members with today?
I like to think that really the only thing that I want to apply to all aspects of my life is the fact that love is something that isn't something we can attain, and love isn't something that we can earn, but love is something that we do. Love does. And we, so many of us, have found our love or just reignited our love for FFA here at this convention. But love isn't something that just stops. Love does. So go home and do love through your FFA chapter.
That was Mitch Baker from the Tennessee FFA Association, your 2013-2014 National FFA Secretary. With FFA Today, this is Beverly Flatt.